Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
What time do you fly?
6:40.
Fucking ages away.
You just told me
Why have you got us in at 9 o'clock in the pissing morning?
Because I need to pack.
Bollocks, you packed. You packed last week.
I need to
Am I right?
No, I packed last night, but I need to do my sponge bag and hand luggage.
I could have got gym this morning. Welcome to a special edition of our weekend release.
It's special.
It's special. Usually our bonus podcast is where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. But this is no ordinary weekend release because we are continuing the fifth birthday celebrations.
Wow.
We will be revealing the top five, it says here.
Top what?
Fove.
Five.
The top fove. The top five.
It says top five.
It says fove there.
Is it?
I'm being pedantic. We will be revealing the top five Help I Sexted My Boss moments as voted for by you, our G and Divas. Thank you for sending in your suggestions.
Before we do that, could we just take a moment to appreciate Sarah Peacock, who has sent us our own special chocolate. We'll put a photo of this on our social media. Thank you very much. The letter reads, Dear William, Jordan and Ben, hope you're well. Please find and close a gift for you to celebrate the podcast being 5 years old. I wanted you to know what impact the podcast has on me when I'm working. I make personalised chocolate bars and do a lot for weddings. These have the guest's name on the front, being like a place setting. Whilst I read each name out to add to the bar, I find myself now doing impressions like Jordan does, albeit very poor ones like Wendy Stewart, Sarah, Ben and so on. It makes me chuckle. Your podcast brings me so much laughter. I have spent hours working and driving listening to you and I can't thank you enough. You are amazing. I love you so much. Enjoy your chocolate and have fun celebrating 5 years.
Who's that from?
Sarah Peacock.
Sarah, this is amazing. Look, you also got your name on.
Yes.
William, PB, Ben. You've
oh, there
got
is
two.
Some for Ben.
And look how lovely this is.
And you've got Jordan ones.
Yeah, and there's some that say Mikey.
Oh,
look.
Oh, there Mikey. Is. Oh, that's so sweet.
There's one for Mikey. That's... And then there's one for...
So we have PB,
Why have you
Jordan.
Got four and I've only got two?
Because we just ate one. We ate a Jordan.
Can we try another one?
No, I'm on a diet.
And look what it says on the back.
Look what it says on the back. Ingredients. Let's alternate with ingredients.
Okay.
30 grams of true friendship.
Try some.
25 grams of laughter.
25 grams of mischief. 20 grams of adventure.
With a large helping of gin and Dubonnet.
And heaped servings of Munchettes. Really good chocolate.
Munchettes does have two T's and an E. You have put that on your letter, but... No, she asked, how do you spell Munchettes?
It says here, on Ben's one, best before cat eats it.
Oh, and on mine it says best before William eats it. Oh, no, that's on Jordan's.
Storage in your tummy.
Oh, best before Mikey eats it. Oh, they're so sweet.
That is really sweet. Mm.
Oh, and if you want... Look, if you would like personalised chocolate, and it is actually really good quality chocolate and packaging, then it's... Then go to enjoy-chocolate.co.uk.
Enjoy-chocolate.co.uk. That's really sweet. Oh, thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
That's really
That's
sweet.
That's lovely. We'll do some photos.
Why did you open mine before?
Do you want a bit of me? Thank you, Sarah. That was very, very kind of you.
Okay.
Okay. It's over to our top five. Oh, it's like pick of the pops.
We're doing this to celebrate our fifth birthday.
Yes. Mm. So we're going to kick things off slightly Tony Blackburn there. We're going to kick things off with number five. And to reveal moment number five is G and Diva Lucy.
Hi, William and Jordan. My name is Lucy. I'm one of your very loyal G and Divas. My favourite episode has got to be the gay ghost episode. And that's purely because of William's laugh. William, it sounded like you were either having an asthma attack or you were in excruciating pain. I couldn't really decide. I was driving home from work down the M4 and I was getting some very strange looks and people overtaking me. I almost had to pull over because I could barely see through my tears of laughter. It was so, so funny. Thank you for all the laughs.
And here's the clip of what Lucy was talking about.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Just side note.
Did you not hear about... I had a gay ghost in my room in uni. He put the willies up me. Have you not heard that one? I'm not even joking. I think I had a homosexual ghost in my room at uni. I'm not even joking. And I actually got my room blessed by my Irish Catholic mate.
Did you have an exorcism?
Right, I just remember a couple of nights, I was in my room in uni and I felt the presence of a man in my bed. Have I never told you this before? I'm not even joking. I just felt like there was a bloke in my bed and it really freaked me out. I felt like one night it touched me. I'm not even joking.
No, stop.
And
that's still my...
How is that only number five?
That's my favourite moment of the podcast ever in our five-year history.
That is from Series 4, Episode 1, Help, There's a Gay Ghost in My Bed, which we put out recently as a sort of a re-release.
Number four...
Yes?
..is from another Lucy...
Okay.
..telling us about her favourite moment.
Hi, William and Jordan. My favourite moment from the podcast is the episode where William takes Jordan to Fortnum & Mason for afternoon tea. The whole episode is hilarious with funny one-liners, but for me... it's when Jordan is just getting fuller by the minute and not being able to breathe because he's sandwiched and sconed up to his tits, as he says, even after William had warned him that it was a rookie mistake. Happy fifth birthday.
And here is Lucy's clip.
I think we might have to leave.
What have you done?
I just said to the fella in the toilets.
And why are you speaking to people in lavatories?
What's one of the worst things you could say to a guy in the gents? All I said to him was, oh, mate, you smell great, what you're wearing.
Oh, my gosh. And what did he say?
He looked at me like I was, like, trying it on with him, but weren't. And apparently it's Chanel Bleu. I think he's going to... Oh, he's coming now.
Hang on.
He smells.
Is that not the piano player?
Oh, is it the piano player? Oh, it is. It's the piano player.
Oh, I love what you're wearing. You smell divine.
Oh, I'd love a squirt of you one day.
Here, let me put my nostril right up against you.
Our audio quality wasn't great, but
well, we were. It was. I think it was sort of slightly COVID-y, and
we filmed it on our phones,
and we did it on our phones, and it was all Ben wasn't there. We need to take Ben for tea.
Yeah, why don't we?
Because you're an expert now.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Lucy.
Anyway, what comes after four, Jordan?
Number three, and to reveal moment number three, we have Will.
Not me, though.
Hey, boys. Congratulations on 5 years of the podcast. William, I apologise in advance for what I'm about to share, but my favourite moment from the last 5 years was the moment that Jordan revealed you farted in Monaco. The build-up to that revelation was practically perfect in every way. Made me laugh so hard I had to pull the car over. I was crying with laughter. You boys have brought so many laughs over the last 5 years. Keep them coming. Look forward to the next five and can't wait to read the book as well.
And here's Will's clip.
He let out the manliest of longest of smelliest farts you have ever heard in your life. And it wasn't just a Trump, it was a bricklayer's...
You have to remember... Up until that point, I had never farted. So that was the first time I had ever broken wind.
And me and Ben just didn't know where to look. And William was like... William...
It was not that long William, or loud.
William came back. He tried going to the toilet to do it. He came back, he sat down and went... Chaps... We will never talk about this again.
It was a new sensation. And it's taken me a while to get used to this.
I think recollections may vary on that.
Recollections do not vary. You shit.
I did not... Stop mentioning that word. Hate it.
You farted.
I didn't. I think it was a floorboard.
It wasn't. Anyway, it's now time to move on to number two. Here is Josie's favourite moment on Help I Sexed My Boss in our 5-year anniversary, and this is the runner-up.
Hey, William and Jordan, and of course, producer Ben. The best episodes of Help I Sexted My Boss are the stories that make William want to stop reading, which is why my favourite episode is Help I Know a Vabba, specifically William's coining of the phrase Oda Minge. It just completely caught me off guard on my way to the gym and had me laughing out loud on the street. I showed it to a co-worker just before Christmas, so their gift was an Oda Minge candle, which luckily did not smell like that. I'm committed to gifts and I love my co-workers, but not quite that much. So thank you for giving us our office private joke, even though it is gross and probably could be a HR violation somewhere. Happy 5th birthday, guys.
So as he played back their evening, his date, now girlfriend, decided to tell him that she has recently started vabbing. I don't know what vabbing is.
I don't know. Vabbing.
She watched a tutorial on TikTok and has been doing it ever since.
Vabbing.
At the gym, going to work, doing the big shop. Like, you name... Oh!
She's like... Google.
Oh! No, it tells us what it is. Just... You name it. I can't read this.
What's vabbing?
She places her fingers down there and then proceeds to dab on a little bit of her natural scent. Yes, she has been retrieving her beef juices with her fingers and placing them behind her ears and on her wrists. Well, that we love. That's from fairly recent memory. Series 10, episode 31. Help, I know of Abba.
Fabba.
Yes.
Vabba.
And we went viral on TikTok with that one.
We did, that's when... Yeah.
Yes, viral minge.
Yes, there you go. Do you think it does actually work? Does it attract people?
Well, it doesn't do anything for me.
Mm. Okay, do you want to do the honourable mentions?
Yes, so before we get to the top one, we thought we would give out a few honourable mentions. So starting with Series 10, Episode 40, Help I've Fallen Into Spider's Trap. That's the sleeping with partner's cousin dressed as Spider-Man.
It's a clip.
He buzzed me in and I headed up to his front door, which was open. He shouted that he was in his room. I wondered if I'd find myself in a similar position. Would he be naked? No, he was dressed as Spider-Man. He knows I have a thing for Tom Holland. And he said that he thought I'd like his Halloween outfit. Oh, my God.
Where is this going? Oh, Jesus, where?
He kissed me and I couldn't resist this kinky fantasy. 2 hours of passionate sex followed and he fell asleep in my arms. I cheated for the first time with my partner's cousin, which has no apostrophe, but that, quite frankly, is the least of your worries.
Also an honourable mention from Season 8, Episode 10, Help, I Need to Cancel. This was William telling me about his engagement.
Well, next year, Mikey and I are going to get married. Oh, don't. Stop it.
Are you actually?
Yes.
Oh, my God! Are you engaged?
We are.
Oh, give us a hug! Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, William.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Oh, don't. I will.
Oh.
Still one of my favourite moments. And why am I doing this one? Series 11, Episode 4, Help, I'm Scarred for Life, and everyone is, of course, igluing.
Oh, God. Are you telling me there was...
Well, I'm going to continue with the letter, but...
Frozen shit in the freezer in a condom.
In a prophylactic, yes. Apparently, Alex is into something called igluing, which for all you fellow clueless souls means that he likes to freeze his poo in condoms and then use it like a dildo.
Jesus fucking Christ on a bike. Mary, Joseph and the baby Jesus.
I know that...
Life. Is that even legal?
I mean, I know the cost of living crisis affects people in different ways, but surely it would just be easier to buy a dildo.
He uses his own poo to shag his arse. That's still horrific. I still think that's horrific.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But we're not. We've decided. We had a whole meeting about it.
No more poo.
No more poo.
No more poo.
Poo's
in the
off.
Poo in the podcast. No more poo. Okay. So we finally reached our number one moment, voted for by you, our fantastic Gene Divas. Thanks for all your love and support over the past 5 years. And to reveal the most popular help I sexted my boss moment is Katie.
Hi, William, Jordan, EPB and Diego. I'm Katie. I'm from Catrick Garrison. My favourite moment of help I sexted my boss is the Burnley episode, specifically where William goes on the pitch and shouts referee. I remember crying with laughter. It was brilliant. Whereas everyone else would just shout ref, there's William in his typical William way of say it properly or don't say it at all. I loved it. Absolutely class. Happy fifth birthday. Thanks for all the laughs over the years. Long may it continue.
And here is that clip.
So we're walking, and this is called what? This is called turf.
This is dugout.
Trackside.
This is where he stands.
Go and shout. Ref!
What are you doing?
Go and run up and scream it.
I can't run.
Ref! Come on!
You do it.
Referee! What are you doing? Very cross.
I enjoyed my stay visit to Burnley.
Yeah.
It was nice.
That's when the Queen... I know, because Donald Trump was
Donald Trump was visiting, yeah. Yes. We've had changes of head of state in both countries. So.
We got you an Oddies, didn't we?
A what?
An Oddies pie. We got you a sausage roll from Oddies.
Yes.
Yeah, the show.
Oh, yes, I remember that, yeah. Yes. Well, that was before I discovered a Greg's sausage roll, of course.
Mm.
And, of course, there was that Airbnb that was horrific.
Yeah.
Looked like something out of a...
It was a crack den.
I think it was.
It was a crack den. There's no two ways about it. So we went and stayed at...
I think a Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
I think it was.
Yeah, but it was a wonderful... Why did we stay overnight?
Well, I think because we'd schlepped up from London.
But why didn't we get a train back?
I don't know, actually.
We had a curry, didn't we?
Oh, we had a state dinner.
We had a state dinner.
We had a curry in that bring-your-own-beer or yeah. bring-your-own-booze.
Anyway, it's been a...
It's been a funny old 5 years.
It's been a funny old 5 years. There's been some great moments, and here's to 5 more years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do
you reckon we'll get to 10?
We'd be lucky if we get to 6. But look, in all seriousness, we're joking, but we want to thank all of you Gene Divas for sticking with us for these last 5 years to help create all those magical moments. It really, really means an awful lot to us.
We genuinely love you to bits, so thank you very much. We'll be back on Tuesday.
And if you've got a question, story that isn't a dilemma or problem, you know what to do by now. help@sexandmyboss.com with anything you'd like to share. See you on Tuesday.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.